The Czech national football team lost 1-0 to Portugal in the quarterfinals of Euro 2012 in Warsaw on Thursday and was knocked out of the tournament. In the game, the Czechs showed the best performance at the championships but failed to stop Portugal's star Ronaldo from sending them home. Thursday's match was also the Czech striker Milan Baroš's last appearance for the national side. Jan Richter was following the tournament and joins me now in the studio. Jan, did the Czechs put up a good fight in that quarterfinal game?
I think, Sarah, that they did, especially in the first half when they really controlled the game. The Czechs were surprisingly good in midfield, where the injured playmaker Tomáš Rosický was replaced by Vladimír Darida, for whom this was the first appearance at the tournament and only third for the national team. The Portuguese at the start seemed a little too complacent, to me at least, and the Czechs were getting quite easily into their penalty area. But unfortunately, the Czechs did not create any opportunities to actually score. They didn't take a single shot at the Portuguese goal throughout the game. They were close a couple of times, for instance, when Darida passed the ball from the right in front of the goal in the 18th minute, but Milan Baroš narrowly missed it. In the second half, however, the Portuguese took over and put the Czechs under increasing pressure. One wave really after another was rolling on Petr Cech in the Czech goal, who showed some great saves, but Portugal star Cristiano Ronaldo hit two goal posts before he scored some 10 minutes before the end of the game. The Czechs did their best to prevent that from happening, but as defender Tomáš Sivok said after the game, Ronaldo is a world-class player.
I think we managed well in the first half, but in the second we were running out of strength. Ronaldo is one of the two best players in the world, along with Lionel Messi, which he proved when he scored with a header from the edge of the box. He is a complex player, difficult to defend, and he's one of the best in the world.
That was Czech team defender Tomáš Sivok speaking there. So, Jan, how would you say did the Czechs do overall in the tournament?
Again, I think that they did quite well. Some commentators said the team, in fact, reached its limit at the Euro 2012. The national side had a dismal start when they suffered a 4-1 defeat by Russia in their first game, but they improved considerably in the two other games in the Group A against Greece and Poland, which the Czechs won. A huge setback, of course, came when the team's playmaker Tomáš Rosický injured his foot in the game against Greece and could not play in the decisive game against Portugal. But as I said, I think the Czechs played their best in the final game, in the quarterfinal game. But unfortunately, it was not good enough to keep them going. Coach Michal Bílek said he considered the team's participation in the quarterfinals a success.
Teď už jsem spokojený, protože jsme
Now I'm quite content because we managed to put together a good team over the last couple of years. It's a really great bunch of guys. I'm glad we made it to the quarterfinals, also because the first match was quite unfortunate and we got ourselves in a difficult situation. But the team showed great character and we made it to the quarterfinal after all.
National team coach Michal Bílek speaking there. In the future, the Czech team will have to do without striker Milan Baroš, who said after Thursday's game that that was his last appearance for the national side. Why do you think, Jan, did he decide to end his international career?
Well, the story of Milan Baroš and the national team is quite complicated and quite unfortunate, I have to say. Milan Baroš is the second best scorer for the team. He scored 41 goals in some 93 international games. But he seemed to have lost his form a long time ago. This season, for instance, he only scored once, and that was against Liechtenstein, which is a very, of course, poor quality team, in a qualification game for the Euro 2012 in November. Then some tension developed between Baroš and Czech fans, who did not really like his way of playing. They thought that he fell or dived way too often and really didn't score. And Baroš also then stopped talking to reporters because they criticized him, so there was lots of tension there. His career in the national team does end on a rather bitter note, but I'm sure it will also be a relief for Coach Bílek, who was criticized for using Baroš in every single game, including the game against Portugal, and all the games at the Euro 2012 in which Baroš did not score. Many fans, I think, would also like to see the coach himself go, because his coaching was not very successful, as we saw in the games against Russia and indeed Portugal, when he only sent in another forward after the Portuguese scored, which was way too late. But the Czech Football Association gave Michal Bílek a new 2-year contract before the Euro tournament even began, so he will be in charge of the national team for the upcoming qualification for the World Cup in Brazil in 2014.
Thanks for that assessment regarding the Euro 2012 to Jan Richter. And even though we did not make it into the semifinals, I think that the Czech team had a good run and we all had fun.